This podcast is brought to you by Bloke in a Bar.
Yes, it is, mate. We are all done and dusted with the podcast royale now, and we are looking forward to Magic Round.
We are.
You know what that means?
What does that mean, Josh?
It means there's going to be thousands of people in the Caxton car park getting blokes down their throats.
Thousands of people getting thousands of blokes down thousands of throats.
It's going to be so fucking sick. Do you reckon there's ever been more blokes down blokes' throats? And women's throats as well in one place at one time?
Absolutely not. Guinness World Records were here, they'd be breaking that record. And there's not a place that I'd rather get a bloke down my throat than the Caxton car park at Magic Round.
No, it's the greatest place to get a bloke down your throat. So guys, if you want to get a bloke down your throat and you're not going to be at the Caxton, make sure you go to blokeinabar.com, put in your postcode on the store locator and find out where you can get some bloke.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, okay. Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
What has 10 toes, but it's not your feet. It's my feet.
Bloody brilliant. Beers.
Yeah, good thanks.
Bloody brilliant.
Beers. Blowing the froth off.
Yes, and welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
That's Cuts, I'm Darcy. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. And Clutzy, we're in a bit of a different time this week, but where are we?
Mate, we are at the Caxton Hotel. It's a Sunday afternoon for us. Fucking oath, mate. Yeah. It's explosive.
I just was saying off camera I really needed to burp, but it wasn't right quite there, and I just had to let that out. It was really good.
It's good when you get like your gas on the right level and you can actually blow.
Let it rip, yeah. We are at the Caxton Hotel. This is our Blowing the Froth Off podcast. We hear from you guys, the frothies. So if you'd like to get in touch, give us a call and leave us a message on 07-3103-3389. Or hit the link in our Instagram and or TikTok bio. A couple of admin points to kick off the show before we get stuck into the calls. First of all, if you're listening to this, it's your last opportunity to cop one of our Boxing Royale t-shirts.
Yes, get amongst it, guys. If you're coming down on Saturday, definitely make sure you've got one. Even if you're not coming down on Saturday, make sure you've got one.
That's it.
Very limited stock. We've only got a couple left now, so make sure you get in there and purchase one of these bad boys. It is probably the best shirt we've done today.
It 100% is. They're actually being sent out at record time as well. One of our mates ordered one the other day and he sent me a screenshot and I was like, oh, I'll message the boys that look after our merch and get them to throw in a hat for him or something.
Yeah.
And that was at like 5 p.m. and by the time I woke up, it had already been packed and sent and he got it the next day.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Phenomenal stuff. That's so shout out to the boys down to the Gold Coast. But yeah, bloodybrilliantbeers.shop, the Podcast Royale shirts. There's not many left at all. Some sizes are already sold out. But yeah, last chance if you want to get it in time for the weekend. There's also heaps of other hats and jumpers and shit on there if you want to cop. And the second bit of admin, Clutzy, Heatwave's back, baby.
Fucking oath they are. So for our caller of the week, we'll be giving away one pair of Heatwave sunglasses each week as voted by you, the frothies, when we get there. So thanks to Heatwave for jumping back on board.
We'll have the voting up through our stories like we did when the campaign kicked off a little while ago. We took a bit of a break, but yeah, we're back. So for the next 6 weeks, the core of the week, we'll be getting the very own pair of Heatwave sunglasses.
Yeah,
so,
I'm a little bit horny to see people in Heatwaves.
Absolutely. Again. So make sure you keep an eye out on our Instagram stories to get your votes in. But should we get stuck into the first call, Josh?
I think we should.
Okay, sure. Let's do it. Sorry. Thanks, man. I had my hands occupied with the sunglasses.
I know, that's perfectly
fine. Now not ready for the first call. It's a good one though. So you've actually got a lot to answer for here, Klutzy.
Okay.
Hey boys, this is Dr. Eric Chung. I heard that review that you guys read out loud on the pod a few weeks ago. I just want to say that is all hearsay. That cock I operated on was hardly big enough for me to see, let alone perform the surgery that needed to be done. So that review is completely erroneous. I truly value my profession and every cock that I've ever had in my hands. So please stop spreading false allegations toward me, Dr. Eric Chung. That's all I got. Klutzy, fuck yourself.
Good to hear from you, Dr. Chung.
Thank you, Dr. Chung. Look, as we did say, it was all alleged.
There were
reviews, so we actually aren't saying it whether this is true or false. We're just reporting what we've read on the internet.
It's all on the internet for you to read. Yep. Yeah, exactly. We didn't write the reviews.
We're not saying that they're gospel. We're just saying that they're out there, and we were just informing people of what people are writing about how you handle chungies.
We are sure, though, that you know your way around a chung. That's one thing.
Yeah, and I think it's great to say that you value every single cock that
you touch. Yeah, because some people don't.
No.
Some people look down on micro cocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Not us.
You can't look down on what you have. So, because I got
to look down
away.
If you can't see it. You can't look down on what you can't see.
Well,
he's lost my headphones. It's been a while since they've come on.
Oh my god! I've got them on slightly different.
Small
today,
ears, small cock.
There's all this like static fuzz in the left one. So
we might need to get some new headphones. Yeah, BBBHQ.
I don't know, man.
Maybe. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Shout out to Dr. Chung. Thanks for calling in, mate.
Thank you for reaching out though, Dr. Chung. It's good to hear. And crazy that you're Canadian.
Yeah. Wild.
Didn't even know that.
No. Crazy that Canadian ended up in Ashgrove.
Yeah.
No. Where was it? Paddington.
Spring Hill.
Same sort of shit.
Bowen Hills or something. Really. Yeah.
Same sort of area. Anyway. Yeah. Let's move on, shall we?
Hey, boys. It's fast-ass Frank here. I just come here for a blow-up. I keep going to fucking KFC, and I get me Zinger box, and the cunts fucking always forget to put me spoon in. I'm fucking sick! I'm fingering me fucking Tato, cunt! Just give me a fucking spoon! For fuck's sake! Anyway, hopefully they start fucking doing it. I'm a bit sick of it, but yeah. Have a good one, boys.
Fucking hell. How do you go with that?
I don't normally get a Zinger box, which could be potentially controversial.
Okay. I never understood people that just get a singular burger, in the meal, without the gravy and the extras.
I don't need 4,000 calories a day to sustain me, so.
Really?
Yeah. What does a Zinger box have that wings and gravy.
Wings and potato and gravy.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, but if I want extra wings, I'll just get extra wings.
Yeah, but what about the potato and gravy?
Yeah, I just don't really need it that badly.
Well.
Do you ever finish it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever finished a gravy or potato.
I was going to say, what you got to do there is what I usually do if I'm going that way for food, I will dip the chips into the potato and gravy.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Or if there's no spoon, you finish with your wings, you just use the bone, which it's real weird, but it's probably better than fingering.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sure that'd burn your fingers too.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about how greasy his phone would have been when he called us as well.
Oh.
Like, that sounds like he's fresh off of fucking... Yeah. Maybe he hadn't started fingering yet when he called. Maybe he was yet to finger.
I think simply stop doing it. Grab a cheese volcano and start fingering the cheese.
Yeah.
So good.
It is so good.
I enjoy fingering molten
cheese. Someone sent, I think it was Keely in the BBB Frothies chat, Only Froths on Facebook last night, sent through his Domino's, and then Charlie Robson sent it through today. And both times I was like,
I've currently got Domino's in the fridge at home.
Oh, really? I'm trying to be good, seeing as we have a fight next weekend, but.
Yeah, fuck. Well.
Got me so horny.
Yeah, it's Charlie's photo there. That's great. Look, I have simply just gone, fuck it.
Yeah.
Whatever I do to myself in the next week is probably not going to really
impact too much.
Impact.
I reckon you could have some impact. Like, if you started taking illicit drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd probably perform pretty poorly next week.
Yeah, that is true. Well, but, good thing I'm just eating food.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might not be able to have... Like, I think Tommy and Jace might have left it a bit too late to start training. So I know what you mean. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, you're probably not going to have...
Well, it's only my first week of training this week.
Yeah.
According to most people out there.
Yeah. Idiots. Anyway, let's move on.
Boys, Clutchy Das. It's the Buffalo Nut Ball Sack Boy.
Nice.
Just calling, just listening to the most recent pod about getting your chungus out in front of a doctor. It just takes you back to a time where I got had a bit of an allergy reaction, just so to say, and in result... my fucking dick was so swollen it looked like a fucking Coke can, pretty much. The same as my nutsack as well. That blew up too like a fucking balloon. And it was as if you're walking around with a fucking bowling ball between your legs. Anyway, long story short, I had to go to the hospital because I was fucking shit scared. And instead of getting a female doctor, which is probably what you shoot for, I had two male doctors pretty much pull me pants down and laugh at me. So, hello.
Oh, imagine
I wonder what the allergic reaction was.
Imagine a bloke can fucking as a cock.
Yeah, look, that's not... I don't see that as a bad thing.
Well, I think it's a bad thing if it's not normally like
that. Well, you could take a few pictures and then put it up on fucking OnlyFans or something. Like, really... You got to see the positives of this. You've got to really, like, see carpe diem.
That's just because you're an entrepreneur, Josh. You've got that fucking mentality.
Yeah, exactly. Keep your face out, though.
Oh, yeah.
But that does sound fucking terrible as well, though.
So funny, just as well, a bit random, but we were supposed to record this episode on Friday. It's now Sunday. Basically, there was a game on at Suncourt, which we didn't know about, which means the Caxton car park was closed, which means we can only be here for 2 hours. So...
Yeah,
we're in today to do it. I'd listened to all these calls obviously before Friday because that's when we were going to do it. So I can't remember what any of them are.
Yeah,
and like that one's called Elephant Cocks in my phone. So I started listening to it. I was like, "What is this one again?" And I was like, "Oh, that's right, yeah. Coke Can Boy."
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what the allergic reaction was too as well. Like,
yeah, because like, what did any other part of your body blow up?
Swell up.
Or was
yeah,
it literally just cock.
Did you dip your cock in something?
Yeah, bro. I know of people that are allergic to. Condoms are made out of latex.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
There's a bloke I used to work with who reckons he was allergic to it. And I was like, that you sucks. Just want to root red raw, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Like, anyway, now he's got his second kid on the way. So put two and two
power
together.
Power to him, yeah. Shout out to Coke Can, so let's move on.
Dark. Clutterbean. How you balls doing?
Good ball.
Good ball, how are you?
Very well.
That's
very
the way.
Well. It's Larrick and Locksmith here. Here's one for you. I was thinking about it the other day, you know. Anyone out there that's got dogs, and when you're a young fella growing up, young lass growing up, you don't see fucking white dog shit anymore. No matter how long you leave it out in that fucking yard for, it don't turn white. What the fuck, like, is that a conspiracy theory or what's going on? I'd like to get to the bottom of it. No more white dog shit. You know? In his, out of his, love yourself, dream big, fart loud, cheeks in your cheeks. And I'll tell you what, Clutterbean, you better lay that fucking Tommy Dahl out. I can start him. I can hear him fucking thinking of all these excuses already. Oh, Yana's back. You know, all this, all that. And guarantee it, when you lay him out, he's going to say, oh, I went to the fight with a bit of a sore back and a bit of this. Mate, you are going to lay him the fuck out.
Passionate finish there.
Thank you, Larry from Locksmith. Like, look, hopefully that does happen. But more importantly, white dog poo. As soon as I put it in, probably Australia's favourite veterinarian, Dr. Chris Brown, has an article on it from 2019.
Dr. Chris Brown is hot.
Why you don't see white dog poo anymore? He starts it off. It's one of life's big questions. But the mystery of why we no longer see this luminous lawn ornament says a lot more than you think. Here's why they've disappeared. Most of us hasn't seen those white wonders since our childhood. In fact, it feels like they disappeared around the 80s or 90s. But that also coincides with some significant changes in the furry family lives and lifestyles. The big one, what we feed them, changed. What we consider dog food began to elevate from the cheap fillers and chicken beef meals that had flooded the market. And while highly processed and low quality meals that are high in bone still persist in some treats and food, one other message began to sink in. What does all this have to do with white dog poo? Cooking bones actually makes the bone indigestible. As a result, even when your mate manages to crunch a bone into smaller fragments or even a powder, it's passed out the other end almost completely unchanged.
There you go. So essentially, shitting bones.
Yeah, it's shitting bones.
Fuck, you think you've got it painful, brother.
Yeah, imagine that, a fucking shard coming out your asshole. Oh, femur. Holy fuck.
Big femur.
Big femur, yeah, my God. What's that, fucking Bessie the cow's carked it in the fucking field. You got this little cattle dog chewing on it. And it shits out a cow leg.
Yeah, fucking
my God. Unchanged.
I was
going
to say, before you read that, like, it's, remember with white dog shit, when you stand on it, it just like turned to chalk? That makes sense, I guess. It pretty much is.
Yeah, ground up bones. That's what I used to write with.
Used to write with dog shit.
Oh, I wish. Imagine that. Yeah, you could go around, like, really, because it doesn't really stink either, the white dog shit.
Nah, it's just bones,
so dry.
Mate.
So if you just crush it up.
Yeah.
God, imagine what you could have sold if you crushed that shit up.
Yeah, oh fuck. My God. Could be making millions. Not anymore, though.
Could be making millions and could be also getting bashed by a lot of people.
Yeah, that's it. Dogs just have it too good these days. Like, my first thought, I wonder if dogs are living longer because they got better food. They must be.
Yeah,
the average lifespan of a dog must be increasing. I suppose that makes sense.
It does make sense because when you think about it, it's sort of fucked. Like, you think about what you used to feed your dog.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, the meat's off. Let's just give it to the dog.
Why's the dog's got fucking diarrhea again?
Yeah. Yeah. Why's the dog doing liquid shits? Oh, it might be the fucking 4-day-old chicken. Yeah. Ridiculous. Oh, raw chicken, salmonella. Nah, doesn't happen for fucking a little.
Ah, he'll be right.
Out the back.
He'll be right. Imagine the poor dog as well. No idea. Like, you got no idea about that. You just eat it. Imagine not knowing, like, just eating shit. And they probably wouldn't even be able to put two and two together.
No.
Like, you know, you eat something and it makes you fucking squirt. Hey, you go, oh, that's from that dirty
dogs
Mexican.
Eat their own shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They don't give a fuck. Although, pretty sure our dog woke up at mum and dad's soup. I think he's still, he's quite picky with his food.
Yeah, okay. So maybe he's smart.
Yeah, oh, maybe.
He wouldn't have too many white shits.
No, I don't think, definitely not. Got a lot of liquid shits, though.
Yeah, runs in the family.
A lot of liquid shits. He's, yeah. Well, I'm back to liquid shits, so. Tell you what, I'm sort of happy, I suppose. Still stings a bit.
It's better than what it was, though. Better than shitting out a femur.
Yeah, fucking oath, mate. Fucking oath. Tell you what, here's one for the poo people out there. Don't ever take fucking protein. Fuck protein.
I don't know.
If you want to get big and strong,
drink piss.
Just get rid of the strong part and fucking get big.
Yeah.
Yep. Eat a lot of shit and get big.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot funner.
Eat big, get big,
than
dream big,
splitting your asshole.
Yeah, yeah, look, I can imagine.
Even farting hurts sometimes.
Oh, that sucks, because that's one of life's great pleasures.
I know.
Farting hurting would be a fucking. That's almost like a code red for you.
I'm listening to Hamish and Andy. I'm back to 2022 at the moment, and I'm listening to their podcast, and they're currently trying to charge one of the three of them. Someone called up and was like,
yeah, someone farted. Yeah, that's so funny, that episode. Like,
and Jack's trying to say it's not him because he said he doesn't enjoy farting.
Yeah.
And when that first got brought up, Hamish and Andy questioned his manlyhood.
They, like, because you obviously haven't listened forward from that, they drill him about that still to this day.
That's
like,
so funny.
So fucking funny.
So, so funny. I love how not farting is questioning someone's manhood.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man. I must be the manliest cunt out then.
Let's move on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Clanosaurus and the Darthinator. It's the Manila Thriller, you boys. Just giving you a call from a random payphone in the middle of nowhere.
Love that.
Do a map check. You might be pretty surprised at where it is. Boys, I want to thank you for coming to the party. For DJing the wedding, I'm no closer to organising it, but you should find the write up in your emails anyway. I've just rang with a bit of a scat thought for the week while I've been driving. The last few weeks, I've been doing a bit of tree planting and mulching them around them. Mate, I think it's weird, you know, that when we plant a tree, we get this mulch, and mulch is essentially chopped up trees. So we're putting these brand new trees and then we're throwing dead ones around them and saying, grow you bastards, or you're going to turn out like this. I don't know, bit of food for thought. Jeeps in your cheeks, don't piss the sheets, boys.
See, there's another instance with that sort of stuff, similar vein, that I always wig out as well at. And that is when you go fishing, you use fish to catch fish.
Yeah.
Like, if you catch a, say it's like a winter whiting has no legal size limit on them.
Yep.
Sometimes if we get a small one, get it and put it straight on a bigger hook to try and catch a bigger fish.
So whiting eat whiting? Because that's what I was going to say.
Well, no. So,
okay, yeah.
We'll get it to like catch, say, a fucking mackerel or something like that. But it's still a fish.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It'd be like us eating people from Ireland.
I was going to say, just because they're from Ireland doesn't mean that we're going to eat them because they might have the slight taste of potato. You know what
it's
I mean?
Good point. Yeah,
you
it's know a very what I mean? Good point.
Like,
I know,
another
yeah.
fish is not eating a fish because it might have a slight fucking taste differential or something.
Yeah.
They're just eating it because they're hungry and horny.
Yeah. What a way
and
to
he's
be.
And he's fucked. And then also I've seen like. This is a real weird one. I've gone down a lot of rabbit holes on TikTok with this.
Yeah.
But like aquarium fish.
Yeah.
And like when you put the wrong ones with each other.
Yeah, this like Siamese fighting fish.
Yeah, but this chick did a whole fucking analysis of she got all these different fish because she kept coming back and like the guts of some of the fish were just eaten. So it's just two holes in the guts of her little fish.
Hectic. So are they still alive or not?
No, they're dead.
Yeah.
So she's like separated her fish to try and work out
figure
which one's been killing.
Yeah, sure.
So fucked, mate. So fucked. Like imagine being, I think it turned out to be a sucker fish.
Yeah.
They like try and suck the algae off, but they get a little bit too fucking horny and they just like
suck the guts out of it.
That hard that they suck the guts out, yeah.
You bet your imagine guts that. Sucked
out. Oh, imagine someone trying to suck my guts out. Holy. They'd be sucking for days. It'd be like when you fucking put a straw in a fish. You know when you're trying to suck it, it's just not coming up.
Yeah, too thick.
You gotta wait for him to warm up a little bit. Guess what? He's not moving, so it's not gonna fucking warm up.
Do you remember the wedding DJ?
Yeah, reference? I do. I do.
So do I. But
because I've been waiting for
it. Same. There's no email. I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
And then I checked Instagram DMs. It could have got lost in there, but I didn't see anything.
Oh, because I'd love to do it.
Oh, fucking oh. It sounds like it's not planned, so we still have a fair bit of time.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, the first thing I did, that came through last Monday, so I checked nothing.
Fuck, because I had been wondering about that. I was like, maybe his missus got off us. Yeah, that's like almost 2 years old, I'd say.
He's still not fucking married. Fuck, that's not boding well for me, is it?
No, that's all right. You'll be right. But the tree thing, that is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, do you reckon? So basically what we're saying is mulch just scares trees into growing.
Yeah, because if you don't grow well, then
that's what happen.
You'll be.
Yeah.
We'll move on. We'll just get a better one.
Feed you to yourself.
Fuck anyway. Me. Going up to that boxing fight last night, I was driving behind a tree mulching fucking truck.
Yep.
That thing was going all over the place and it just had grass coming out the back. And I was
It was raining too. Ugh. Hey, scary stuff.
Yeah, I was so off it.
I'm not even going to say it. It's just boring as fuck. Let's move on. Got nothing to do with the...
Hey, boys, it's Sunshine here. I just thought I'd hit the speak pipe up in regards to our cock doctors and their number plates. I've taken my mate for a vasectomy about a month ago, and in the car park at the doctor's practice was a Maserati with the number plate Dr. Snip on the back of it, which I found quite funny at the time. Good luck with the boxing, boys. Give them heaps and up the fucking wars.
That's so funny. Imagine Dr. Snip.
I've seen Dr. Snip.
Yeah, I've seen Dr. Snip some.
Yeah.
Do you remember going up the sunny coast? There used to be a big fucking billboard for Dr. Snip. I think he must have retired because it's not there anymore.
That was
there's no
a
way
big
you give
billboard
that up.
As well. Yeah.
Fucking huge.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
In fact, Robert Irwin might be on it now.
Oh, my
Australia
God.
Zoo. So it's like a, you know, big time billboard.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
But yeah, I probably not another plate I would have if I was a cock doctor. Maybe I would. I don't know.
I've said about...
if I had a Maserati, I doubt I'd give too much of a fuck about anything.
One of our mates, his dad's an anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
Great pronunciation there from the big one.
I'm not even going to try and say that again.
So essentially, his job is to go and knock people out before they go into surgery.
Same as you.
Yeah.
Next Saturday.
Fucking hell. Sorry, Tom. But his number plates are NO2.
Which is the gas.
Which is the gas, nitrous oxide, they give it.
I think it was name, dude.
ZZZNO2 was his number
like
plate.
That.
Yeah. So he's just rocking around. Imagine that. Oh, the sleep doctor is here.
Yeah. Fuck, I'd love a personal sleep doctor to help me sleep.
Fucking oh. So that's a fucking crazy profession, that. If you're off by like a milligram, you could put someone in a coma.
Yeah.
Kill them. Boom. See
you later. That actually is wild, eh?
Yeah.
I wish I didn't know that because now, like, I haven't had
anesthetic?
Anesthetic. I was going to say anesthesia. I haven't had anesthetic.
Anastasia Palaszczuk?
Yeah, that's exactly why I stopped because I was going to say Anastasia. I haven't had anesthetic in ages, and now next time I get it, I'm going to be thinking this motherfucker could kill me.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got a risk of that every day.
I don't know if I ever told you, when I got my tonsils out, I was like 7. First time I ever had anesthesia.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you count to 10 and you'll be asleep. And I was like 7. So I counted to 10 and I wasn't asleep, freaking the fuck out. I was oh my God. And I would have been like, get to 13 and I would have been asleep. But just 3 seconds.
Bro, it's fucked.
Anyway, that's just another fucking pointless, unfunny story for me.
No, I get it, dude. Because I was going to say, I had a similar, like, it's almost like a traumatizing experience.
It is. It's fucking terrifying.
Because now you go in every time being like, I don't want to get fucking anesthetic.
I don't want to die. Yeah.
When I don't know if I've said it on here before. I probably have ages ago. I'm great at repeating things. But I have a massive
not repeating,
fear.
Reheating.
Yeah, reheating things. I have a massive fear of the dentist because of my first dental experience where they put anesthetic into my mouth to rip a tooth out as a 4 or 5 year old.
Yeah.
But it didn't kick in.
Out.
And the guy was just telling me to grow up as he's yanking a tooth out of my fucking mouth.
That, bro.
My sister's in the corner screaming, crying. Mum's doing the same thing. Like trying to console my sister while I'm screaming and this dude's yelling at me, telling me to stop acting like a child. Mate, I'm fucking 5 years old. Stop and you're like a
child. I am a fucking child, bro.
Can you imagine me now? I go to a dentist. I haven't been for fucking ages, and there's proper reason why, because I just fucking hate it.
Yeah, same. I hate all that shit.
And you know what? My dentist, great bloke.
Yeah, not his fault.
Great bloke. Like, he's been fucking great for me. His daughter's now a dentist there as well. They're fucking great.
Wonderful family.
Every time I go in, I am sweating and I grip.
Yeah, I'm the same.
My
dude.
Arms are so sore afterwards because I've gripped the fuck out of the chair.
Dude, that was me getting my bloods done on Thursday or whatever day it was. Freaking out.
Fuck.
Couldn't look at the chick. So which arm? I was like, I didn't care. Just fucking
get
it.
Dude, when I went in to get my bloods done the other day, I don't know if it's the same chick, but she was just...
Started with a T?
I can't remember.
No.
Didn't really get into the pleasantries of it.
She was quite nice though.
Yeah, lovely. She fucking was pissing herself laughing because I went in and was just like, oh yeah, it's got to get this done. Like, yeah. Just like pretty laid back and whatever.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh yeah, just fucking doing nothing there. And I was like,
she was taking the piss out of
you. Yeah, she's taking the piss. She's like, you are so laid back for this. I was like, yeah, well, I've got to get it done, eh? She's like, yeah, I've got to get it done, eh? And I was like, fucking hell. She just kept like imitating me. She's
That's so funny.
This is great. What are you doing this for? I'm like, oh, a boxing fight? She's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And you're this chill before a boxing fight. I'm like, yeah, well, fucking can't really pull out of it, can you?
Nah, a bit late. Anyway, let's move on. We will DJ your wedding, if that was even the same.
Boys, how you going?
Good.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Tom Cocky here again. Just ring up to... I missed one of your podcasts and went back and listened to it, and you're talking about the T-Rexes and stuff. Thing that I found out not that long ago was that they were potentially covered in feathers, like... giant chickens. So that's a possibility as well. So a giant feathered covered kangaroo would be absolutely terrifying. It'll almost be like a giant emu. Oh God. And the other thing is just driven home and really boils my piss when people don't know how to use a fucking indicator. God. Fuck, people are stupid. Anyway, Uru, have a good day.
Thank you. You have a good day too.
Yeah, now, have a great day.
It does make you think. I've often wondered if there was more to the dinosaurs' exterior than what we believe. Because, you know, like, let's say when an animal gets a bit of an infection on its body,
yep.
It gets that rough hide.
Yep.
It's okay. Like, did dinosaurs have fur or feathers? And then, you know, this fucking meteor hit and just burnt it off them. So then they just had shit skin.
Oh, so you're saying, what I mean? Yeah, like before they died, they might have had feathers.
So they might have had that, but then there was this fucking cataclysmic event that fucked up their life.
Cataclysmic, great word.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Great word.
Really coming out with the big
one.
An anesthesiologist had a cataclysmic
error.
Boom.
And Godzi was awake for his teeth extraction.
Anastasia Palaszczuk.
You know the fuck thing is, going back to your teeth thing again.
Yeah.
He didn't give you enough for you to be like. Yeah,
didn't give me enough.
So he could quite easily go one way wrong. Imagine if he did the opposite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he made that error. Imagine if he did the error the opposite way.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be fucked.
Oh.
I mean, no podcast. God,
imagine how fucked my head would be then.
Yeah, Tommy Dale would be sleeping easy.
Yeah, Tommy Dale wouldn't be fighting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe he'd be fighting me. He'd probably still be sleeping easy.
Yeah. But, I've often thought about, like, after we spoke about that the other week, I was like, you know, like, just because we have lizards and fucking crocodiles and shit around, obviously everything wasn't like a lizard and a crocodile in prehistoric times.
Yeah.
So surely there was
feathers and shit.
A dodo, shit bird. You know, they had like that sort of shit. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I would love to, when we eventually create time travel, I'd love to go back and just see how it goes.
Do you reckon you'd go back or forward first?
I'd probably go.
Going forward could be fucked
because what happens if you go forward to a time where you expect to be but you've come?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
At least going back, you got a rough idea what'd be happening.
Yeah, exactly. If I went back,
it'd be cool to go back and experience some things again.
Yeah,
Like, remember that day at the Stratty pub when we all were on Very, Very Elegant and it won, except for one of our mates? Oh, fuck, it was unbelievable.
See, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But that shit, I could go back to the 2017 grand final and keep it in the ruck instead of passing it out to Will Collins. And maybe we would have gone over and scored.
Oh, well, mate.
Crazy.
Imagine if you went forward and you never had another Jeeps premiership.
See, that's why you don't go forward, bro. You gotta fucking
just
hope.
Live a life of misery.
Yeah, like, I know that's not gonna be the case.
Yeah. But if it were to be the case, it'd be a horrible existence.
Why would I come back?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe I would come back to form a super team or something.
Yeah.
But then maybe that's what happened. There's layers to this thing, bro. There's fucking layers to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of I can't believe I did another drive-by on young William.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to bring up, I was going to bring it up on Wednesday, but I'm going to do it today. Some shit happened on Friday night footy that I missed.
At Jeeps
that I missed. And the opposition players have messaged one of our players. Yeah. Some hectic abuse.
Yeah, not great.
For sixth grade football, for something that apparently there is video footage where what he did has no correlation to a man breaking his leg.
Yeah.
So he's just copped a roasting for reason. For nothing. So just a little shout out to all our people out there playing sport, particularly social sport.
Yeah.
Don't be a cunt and message the opposition. And
people just in general, don't be a cunt.
Exactly. And look, when you've got screenshots of what people have said,
yeah,
and you can find them on LinkedIn, don't fuck with Jeeps is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with Jeeps is all I'm saying.
Yeah, no one. And that's another fucking notice to all people. Don't fuck with Jeeps. Do you want to hear my shit story that I was going to say before, but yes, I didn't say? I was driving home from the fights last night and obviously the Broncos are playing and I was going to miss the start. So I put on Triple M and the Titans Manly game was on and then Triple M went down.
Bro, same thing happened.
Yeah. But then it came back for the start of the game.
But like how fucked was it because...
Yeah.
I was
did your little display say like backup thing? It was like mine said like Triple M and then underneath it. So I was just playing music. Yeah, yeah. And then my thing said like backup player or something like that.
Fuck.
Yeah. It came back before the start of the game.
Because I was wondering, I was like, holy shit, like this is a decent game as well. Like,
yeah, we missed the end.
Missed the end of it. So I'd actually pulled over and grabbed a feed. So what I did. Yeah. Shock horror.
I thought you must have because I was home and I've been home like 20 minutes and you messaged me like I'm listening on Triple M still. I was like, fuck, yeah, it's still not home. Yeah.
So I, all I did was pull up KO and just started playing.
Yeah, that's through your car, smart.
So I could listen to it.
What'd you get on the way home?
Got some HJs.
Thought so.
Yeah.
And I know the one.
I was in the drive-thru and looked through and all the Nitro, whole bunch of the Nitro people in their singlets were there and I was like, well, I'm just going to go Shane Park. polish this off and then
hopefully no one sees this.
Hopefully no one sees this.
Clutchy got told to keep off the piss like 3 times last night.
Yeah, I tell you what, like I understand, but at the same time, there was no mention to Darcy about staying off the beers. It was a direct line of looking, Clutchy, don't you fucking have any beers tonight, mate? You can't fucking get on till this time next week, mate. It's like, fucking shut up, Isaac. Settle down, cunt. I'm fine. I only have one that arvo.
That's all we've got time for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Episode with Billy Darcy coming out on Wednesday. Comedian, all-round good bloke.
Mate, fucking great, great episode.
That
now
burp stinks,
yeah,
cunt.
That's terrible.
You
dude.
Smell like you've had piss. Oh. That's disgusting.
You know what that is?
What did you eat?
I had this
thing. A femur.
I went to the markets this morning.
Yeah.
In the pissing rain. Because we were like, oh, we have to do this. And there was this new place there.
We have to do this. You know what? I this morning woke up to go for a 24K run. It was pissing down rain. I was like, oh, I really don't want to do this, but I have to do this.
You have to. Same.
It's the same thing.
Same age, same income, different outlooks on life. But no, it was like this. It was sort of like a hot dog. It was on this sesame seed bun, but it had... It had sausage, salami, chicken sausage,
salami.
And Turkish sausage.
Hectic.
Four different types
How'd
of sausage.
How'd you get four fucking sausages on a hot dog?
Bro, it's like, because it wasn't like a fucking solid circular hot dog.
It was like
strips
chunk?
Of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it was like nice strips, and then they fucking cooked that up, put her on, heated up the salami, and then they cooked the cheese on the grill. And just as it got to the point,
ripped
he'd
it
scoop
off.
It up and put it on the roll. And I was like, this man knows what he's fucking doing.
I just got to taste it secondhand, so I can confirm it was delicious.
Yeah, it was fucking great. But Billy Darcy.
Episode Wednesday.
Hopefully his show went well on Saturday night. I went and saw him on Friday. It was fucking hilarious.
Great bloke.
Great bloke. So when you listen to this, if you're... We'll just have a quick look at where he is touring at the moment, because I highly recommend going along. He's coming back to Brisbane on June 20, and it is the same show that I saw the other night, but...
He was just in Adelaide, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in Adelaide on Saturday. So here we go. We've got it here. I'm going to go back to it when it's back in June. And he said it is the same show. And I said, I don't really fucking care, bro. So it's so fucking good.
I might come along.
Yeah, definitely. So he's done Adelaide, Sydney. What have we got here? April 13, April 20. All right, Canberra, Friday, May 3rd. And then we've got Sydney, Friday, May 10th. Newcastle, May 11th. And Wollongong, May 25th. Then he's coming back up to Brisbane on June 20. So make sure you get in there. Grab your tickets and go along. I think it was only 20 or 30 bucks. It was fucking awesome.
Julian Woods tickets are on sale as well for anyone who'd be keen to go to that. So check that out.
I actually
had
a chat to... do you remember Dan Byrne?
Yeah.
From Marist. His dad was a head of house at Marist.
Yeah, I saw him up here that night.
So he asked me yesterday down at Jeeps, are you getting tickets to Woodsy's?
I think we should.
Definitely, we're going to go. He's like, sick. I bought front row tickets for me and dad. So hopefully he sees dad, his old head of house, and gets rattled.
Dude, I would not sit in the front row at a Julian Woods show.
No, I also wouldn't take my dad.
Dad, nah.
Well, they know him.
Yeah, they
know him. But it's going to be like, just imagine
It'd
that.
It'd be pretty funny to not tell your parents
what's happening.
Yeah, like how fucked it is.
Jesus.
Anyway, we've fucking rambled on this week, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Apologies. I'm in a rambling mood.
Yeah. We'll see you.
We're doing some more rambling tomorrow, and we'll be rambling the day after that. Then we will not fucking stop rambling.
Yeah, except for like it's three 2-minute rounds on Saturday night.
Yeah. No, I'll probably still be talking.
Bye.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.